What is the gospel? It is faith in Jesus Christ. In his finished work, but not just in his finished work, but in the person of the resurrected Son of God. Christianity is not it's not a world religion. It is that, but listen to me closely. Genuine experience with God is faith resting in who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ has done. It's not just a matter of believing something he did for me 2,000 years ago, but it's believing that he is alive at this moment and that he will become real in my heart and life as I trust him and as I walk with him. You know what Paul said about this in Romans chapter number 10? He said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart, what? That God crucified him? No, that's not what he said. That he died on the cross? That is not what he said. That we can invite him into our heart? That is not what he said. If we believe that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. In other words, Paul is saying you're dealing with a living Christ. You're not dealing just with a dead idea. You're not dealing with just a historical fact. Though it is rooted in historical fact, you are dealing with a living Christ. Faith in Christ. Good news is, the gospel is, salvation comes by faith in Jesus Christ. Now hear this. There's two sides to this. I mentioned it a moment ago. There's conviction, which brings repentance. Genuine repentance. Repentance brings you to the place where you're sick of yourself. You're sick of your efforts. You might not even understand, have any thought of the gospel hardly in your mind, but you're sick of yourself. You're sick of your self-efforts. You're crying out for something different. You want to change. Oh, I hate my sin. I hate who I am. I want to quit this stuff. I want to quit living a double life. I don't want to live one way down at the church house and another way over at the schoolhouse and another way out yonder in my life somewhere. I want to be real. Oh, God, help me. And repentance begins to work in that life. And as repentance works, the Spirit of God at just the right moment points us to a saving Lord, the resurrected Christ who did die for our sins. Praise God. And whom God did raise from the dead. Hallelujah. And who is Lord of lords and will be Lord of lords forever. That's good news. And when a person comes to the place where he sees himself as lost and he needs a Savior, that's the place where he can be saved. You can read all the tracts and sign them all you want to. Invite Jesus in your heart 1,000 times a day and pray the sinner's prayer till you're blue in the face. But that doesn't work until God works it. But boy, I tell you what, if the Holy Spirit ever points you to Christ, I just suffer a word of my own testimony. I was a teenager in high school, and I won't bore you with all the dirty garbage I was involved in. But there came in my heart, and I was sitting under gospel preaching at the time, but there came in my heart a desire to change. Excuse me. Not necessarily a desire for religious change. That's not what first came into my heart. What first came into my heart was, there's something wrong with you. And it wasn't, you're an oddball and people don't like it. It wasn't that kind of thing. It was something, there's something right at the root of who you are. There's something really wrong with you. You see, I'd made up my mind I was going to stop doing some things, and I couldn't. And I made up my mind I was going to start doing some things, and I couldn't. I couldn't stay with it. That gospel preacher just kept on preaching. His favorite verse, in fact, I don't know that he didn't know but this one verse half the time. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become new. And he'd look straight at me and point at me, I think, and say, if you've really been saved, you can't live like you used to live. And eventually, the Spirit of God continued to pound that message in my heart until I realized, though I'd made a profession of faith when I was 8 years old, though I'd been baptized, though I was legally a church member, I realized I was lost before a holy God, and I needed to be saved. I didn't know how to be saved. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know about faith in Christ. So I went to that pastor, and he pointed me straight to Jesus. And I want to tell you, the night I believed from my heart, just exactly like Paul said, that Jesus Christ had been raised from the dead and was then alive and Lord, God changed my heart and saved me that moment. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.